What if I ride? What if you walk? What if you rock around the clock? Tick tock. Tick tock.
Ladies, I'm bringing journalism back. And hopefully somebody tells me why Private Party has tits now. How about Quinn, your favorite? Puts his arms up. His boobs are flapping down. When he keeps his arms down, they look like man chest. And then he puts his arms up, he looks like Israel Adesanya. They're both on steroids. Isn't that hormone blockers, ladies? Because they're trying to hide the steroids they take. Now, Quinn, you're not working out hard enough. You don't just take the steroids or you'll just grow the tits. You need to take the hormone
blockers. Ayako Aklayama!
Oh, my God. I'm trying to talk about tits. Don't bring up Ayako. I'm trying to keep her as a friend. We're just going to thank whoever did that. Felides, the great Ibis Doodles, used 40 Bountiful Glory points to play the great Ayako Akiyama. She's a mother. Don't bring up milk or tits right now. Bring up Private Party's tits, Felides. What's going on with this? You're a steroid taker. You lift and shit. You know what that is.
I am. Now I understand why he normally wears that weird, like, tunic robe thing. I don't know if he has the Kofi pecs. Because, I mean, Kofi pecs have been well documented. He's missing the pectoral muscle from the middle of his chest. So this was interesting, and I didn't even notice it until you took the screen caps, and I was like, how did I not notice it? Now it's all I can notice. And yeah, it was a weird moment where it's like, whoa, I'm seeing this guy in a whole new light. But now I understand why he wears the cool tunic. Just leave that cool tunic on and make sure your foot doesn't hit the top rope on the shooting star press.
Yeah, now I know why he and Braun Strowman send needles through the mail to each other. And they leave him on their fucking bathroom sink and take Instagram photos. This motherfucker has tits, ladies. And you just think, well, I didn't notice. Wish I did. This is a problem. What's the wellness policy? These tits say a lot. It's a guy who can't get in shape and he's trying to, it with means that is dangerous in the same way. In the same way letting a 400-pound guy pose as a girl and jump on Riho is dangerous. These kids are fucking killing Matt. Well, Matt Hardy was on their team. But the other team's as young and dumb as Private Party, and they're killing Matt Hardy. They're running too fast, Felides. They're jumping through the ropes too hard. Matt Hardy went right into that barricade, and he's like 50. This is not okay. And now we got this fat fuck steroided up with big tits leaking milk. I can't have this, Felides. You take these steroids, so maybe you're trying to just skirt away from it, but we see your fucking workout journals and shit. No human can lift that. You and this fuck have tits.
Me and this guy, yeah, does things. It's like we're just genetically modified organisms now, okay? We've taken things that they said would give us more energy. Oh, it's got caffeine and a bunch of other things I can't pronounce. But, yeah, maybe it is just one of those. It's just – and obviously these Private Party guys never hit chest day. They don't, like, work out.
This
like,
isn't a fucking – this isn't as like Kofi. You're, like, saying it's like Kofi and how he has – this isn't like that. This is a fucking steroid user. Doing drugs. Why do you laugh? Like, even when I sent it to you on Discord, you're like, you didn't say shit, actually. You didn't even say anything back.
He's so chiquito. There would be some muscle. He just looks like a little. We say this constantly. Like, if there was a Private Party, these guys would not be invited. They look like, I mean, use a word here, twinks. They look like two little twinks. They need to take more steroids. And maybe the tits will firm up.
Please tell me you think this is just his natural body, because it seems like that's what you've been saying.
Really?
You think that.
He was born with these.
You're a fucking psycho. Look at these tits. This is not normal. And maybe he wants to be a diva because it worked for Nyla, but it ain't going to work for me. And don't transition on my fucking TV. This is on purpose or an accident from something else illegal on purpose. And I know, ladies, it's fake. Maybe they should get to take steroids, but if they're growing tits, don't take them anymore. Make it illegal. Israel Adesanya has a tit, too. You think he was born with this, Felides? Because it wasn't in any of his other fights that he won with picograms in his body.
I am worried about his chest, though. I mean, because see it. Well, remember The Rock had that surgery, too, because...
No, you know, when you... this is not like a genetic thing! All right, finish. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead, since you got your 4-year degree in biology.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I'm not qualified. You're the big meathead.
No. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, this guy has tits. What else do I need to go ahead about? You're not listening. You don't see it. You,
women grow tits naturally. This guy just
grew naturally.
This is
not a woman. He has estrogen in his system from his fucking drugs and needles. Why is this okay?
What steroid gives you more estrogen?
All of them. That's why you got to take the fucking... hormone blocker things. I learned all this from John Jones cheating for so long. You got to catch me.
But he's an estrogen blocker.
No shit, because your body's like, you take the testosterone shit. Then your body ain't making, you know this. You're going through it now. Yeah. Look at you. You're an old lady. So when you take this fucking testosterone, your body isn't going to make it on its own. You start growing tits. Become a fucking girl. Some shit like this. I don't need to fucking re-Google this right now, ladies. I'm showing you his tits, and you should know. You're the lifter.
But what about his arms and his legs? And, like, he just doesn't...
Look at Kevin. What about his tits?
He's a son. He's
what about his
there.
Tits?
He's the son.
What about his
he's
tits?
In his underwear, probably, because you can't see that far down. Between his legs, he's
got no tits. Do these look like tits?
Evidence, see, right.
How about now? Knees, do they look like tits now?
Is he wearing underwear? I'll never know unless I turn on the cam, not the radio. Oh, look at Kevin Scampoli. Hope he gets naked for me. That's Kevin Scampoli. He looks really good today. Get out of my way. He's gonna burn you like the motherfucking sun would.
Too bright.
Said he's gonna burn your ass like
yes!
the motherfucking sun would.
The sun got too bright and too hot for me.
Ladies, I just heard Shaq. Everybody was Brian Alvarez yelling Jax. My mind's racing too much. Shaq is coming next week, ladies. But we'll talk about his tits next week. Right now we have this guy's tits that you think is just some normal thing he was shat out of his mother with. He had tits his whole life. Maybe he's never won a match, so his arms never went up like this, so I haven't noticed. But this motherfucker's body isn't natural at all. This isn't a man's body. So something fucked up's going on. And this is more like Tony Khan's like, wait, but his wife said, don't ask. I don't care what his wife says. He's somebody's wife with these tits, Felides.
Well, and this is clearly why he wears that thing. And that's the other thing. Why is he not wearing that ridiculous vest thing that he always has on, that like the tunic robe vest thing that he wears? So, yeah, maybe this is the first time anyone's noticing. Like, but maybe when he was getting into rest, I look at the rest of his body. His triceps aren't solid. They do the flab. So that leads me to believe this guy's never.
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, my God.
Look at everything but his tits. He's a normal guy. You're right, but let's look at the tits for 10 minutes.
I really think men just grow up.
Ladies, I had to watch you read a Peloton ad like it was a news story because you're a fucking being puppeteered by the Biden administration and their social media cabinet. You're over here like, oh, my God, the Twitter told me about Peloton and Biden has one. The whole point of that, and it's like, White House security might be worried. What they mean is go buy a Peloton. Joe Biden works out. Isn't he cool? And you're like putting up Peloton pictures. Don't buy a Peloton. It killed Brody Lee. Brody Lee died on a Peloton. I hope Joe Biden does too, ladies.
What if you did? What if you walk? What if you tried to get off, baby?
But ladies, Jimmy Uso got arrested, just like RVD. Remember what happened to RVD? He was our ECW champ, our WWE champ. And it was all dead within days after he was doing nothing wrong but medicating himself. But Jimmy Uso might have been doing something wrong, Bleedies. Right in the middle of his main event, Tribal Chief storyline. He's in the tribe that Roman is the chief of. Is that going to be enough to get him off, Bleedies?
It's odd because when you bring up Jack Swagger, yes, he got caught with marijuana. He also had some DUIs, I believe. But I remember the one that really was like, oh, there goes WrestleMania, was him and his marijuana in the car. Same with Rob Van Dam and Sabu. Like, it's kind of odd because it seems like DUIs maybe are less bad. I don't know. Like, you know, Jericho had a DUI. Like, all of these guys have had DUIs. So maybe it's just going to be a, hey, you know, this isn't a WWE issue. This is a wherever he got put, probably Florida issue, and I can't wait for SmackDown when, hey, we're none the wiser. It never happened.
Well, wherever weed's legal now, Bleedies, I'd be smoking it anyway. Is it even legal here? Where's my cart, Bleedies? I got this at Jardine Dispensary, RVD's Dispensary. They have RBD CBD. I haven't gotten it yet because CBD's fake, but as soon as he packs that shit with THC, I'm going to rub it all over my body. I got this fucking sore on my arm. I need RBD CBD. And I don't have any because it's fake. But Bleedies, wrestling's fake too, and we watch this all the time. But Jimmy Uso, look, he's high. I think it was a DUI from weed. Because wherever weed's legal, it's a DUI when you're driving while high, right, Bleedies? That's why I don't have a car anymore. So these are the worst thing you can do. I remember when I was in jail for domestic violence, the people there for DUIs, like, envied me. They wish it was their second domestic violence like mine. It said it was their second DUI. And after your third one, Vlitas, you don't want to know what they do.
Well, that so here in Texas, we don't have legalized marijuana, but we have this new Delta 8 THC, which for some reason Delta 9, I guess, is the only illegal one, and that's the one that marijuana, I guess, has. This Delta 8, Kevin, is just like marijuana. It's like weed. So maybe if we can get Jimmy Uso on some of this legal shit, this Delta 8, he won't have any issues. He'll be fine. He could drive all he wants. I drove a little bit on this Delta 8, and I wouldn't recommend it to anybody, but at least it's legal.
Ladies, we've made the mistake of coming on these dumb TWFS things and talking about how our pothead wrestlers need to be forgiven. Now, if RVD wasn't, we weren't around then. But Jack Swagger wasn't, and we were around then. So Jimmy Uso better not be. If we're going to lose the greatest wrestling boom that could have been when RVD was making it cool again, and then we made Big Show like triple champion after RVD was double champ, fuck it, we'll just ruin it. This is our new Heyman guy. It was the worst, Bleedies. Remember that Edge Cena feud? That should have been better. I don't remember when all this happened. But real quick, please, if RVD had to give it all up, if we had to give it all up, Jimmy Uso's gone. We got Jay. He's in better shape. He's the skinnier twin. He's handsomer. He's better on the mic, and we can wrap this storyline up with him. We don't need two Jays. We got one already.
Well, maybe they can even roll this DUI into this storyline where it's like, look, it's a lot of pressure representing our family, and you let us all down. And then maybe Jay and Roman can beat the shit out of Jimmy now. Jimmy comes back, or Jay comes back, beats up Jimmy, fuck this guy. You know, this guy doesn't represent the bloodline very well. I think that's just a perfect way to use this, because it is odd that, yeah, a guy like RVD, because even you hear on Something to Wrestle With, Bruce was even, you know, he did his McMahon impression. It's just pot, damn it. Like, oh, it's just pot, not a big deal. So we need to take the belt away, let him go from the company, make sure he only wrestles here, like, for a Royal Rumble, and then he comes back for one summer. Like, it really is this odd, when you look at the end of RVD in WWE, it was because of a little bit of weed in the car.
So, Bleedies, can RVD come back and win the belt again now that Jimmy Uso got arrested? Maybe Roman should be punished. What do you think? Or I think quite the opposite. Jimmy Uso is going to get HBK'd after our Madison Square Garden curtain call. He means too much because we should get Triple H. No more King of the Ring for Jimmy Uso. He was about to beat Nakamura for that damn crown. But Roman has that much pull. He's that important. He's a Heyman guy. Jimmy Uso is going to be safe. They're going to call him Jey Uso for a month and act like they suspended Jimmy. The same thing AEW did with Sammy Guevara when they pretended he was suspended and he was Serpentico for a month on Dark. So get used to it. Jay's going to look fatter for a month. They're going to pretend to hurt him. He's going to be safe.
Well, no, and I kind of agree. I know he's had a few DUIs in his past. Everybody kind of talks these through. I remember it ruined a pay-per-view one time where they were supposed to have a tag match, and like so this has been a thing in his career. So it's interesting that, you know, guys like Randy Orton, who takes steroids every once in a while, they're on like that, well, one more strike and you're fired, which of course they'll never fire Randy Orton. But with Jimmy Uso, it is like, hey, this DUI thing kind of happens every couple of years, huh? Maybe him and Jeff Hardy could have they could be the next tag team to take off, the AA brothers.
Ladies, I'm ordering a breathalyzer on Amazon. I need you to blow a 2.205 next week. I want to know what it is. I want to know how drunk you get. I think if you blow a 2.205, you can easily beat Max Murder in a drinking contest. We've seen this happen in the past, Bleedies. We've done this long enough. And by the way, you Nazi, look at you. Are you going to citizens arrest him, give him another DUI? Stop policing everyone. He should be safe. He's Roman's cousin. But you sound like Solomonster. Where is he? I got too many tweets. Look at your boy, Jason Solomonster.
He was the same way as me. Like, well, obviously, here, Solomonster. Well, obviously, there's a problem here. And it's time. It's time for them to let him go.
Oh, look at this. It's worse. This is Jason Solomonster. This is hilarious. He goes, I literally just left my car at the mechanic. It took an Uber home. No fucking reason Jimmy Uso can't do the same after boozing. God. Four times now. When is enough enough? This guy. By the way, I'm pretty sure Jimmy Uso is taking a Uber after dropping his car off at a mechanic too. Because, Bleedies, when you're at the mechanic, you're not having fun and getting drunk, and you're able to plan things a little better. Mistakes happen when you drink, Bleedies. You DUI all the time. But Jimmy Uso didn't Tiger Woods anyone. He didn't break his leg or nothing. He didn't Brian Pillman. Why are we acting like, why is this guy acting like he's better than Jimmy Uso because he got his car fixed?
Well, and .205 is a lot. I mean, the legal limit is .08. So he's more than double the legal limit, which is almost impressive. Like, I mean, you got to be like barely able to see drunk when you're .205. I also enjoyed someone who redid the 205 Live logo and put .205 Drive. I think that's a great logo that maybe they should embrace. But this whole, there is such a difference. And you're right, like having fun, whatever it is. But also there is just, during the day, dropping your car off at a mechanic and you're like, hey, I would take an Uber. Now, Jimmy, 100%, take an Uber or maybe go with someone who's going to drive you anyway. Like,
okay,
we don't even know.
Okay, Wheaties monster. Look at all of us on Monday morning, nice and sober. We got all the advice in the world. He lives a block away. He could have walked. It didn't feel like it. Then he has to walk back to get the car. That's two walks. He's just going to drive right now. Everyone made it. A cop fucked up his career. And we should be mourning it. We should play Dracula. We can't scold him when he's down. He's been punished already. We don't need Solomon Monster virtue signaling. Who is that? He's a pedophile. At least Jimmy Uso isn't a pedophile. This guy's like James Ellsworth, I heard, this Solomon Monster. Fleeties, don't sue me. That's real. I have sources. Gritfeed at protonmail.com. No, that one's not real. Don't sue me. That one's not real.
Hey, kids, where are you? Nobody tells you what to do, baby.
Look at all the chicken winners from Nathan. Nathan, I would never send you a trash bag with those in it. When we get rid of you, you're getting like a bunch of shoe boxes. However many it takes. The Mickey James trash bag is all over the place. This is the best story to wake up to of all time. The blue tape is the best part. Now, this picture we're looking at isn't real, but I love it. This is a meme that Rezzy showed me, and we had to tweet it. I mean, you know WWE would love to do this. And I like how it's a different currency. So, you know,
Nathan,
I didn't make it.
Nathan 19 says, you're stuck with me forever.
Nathan, it's going to cost you $90 GBP to get your shoe boxes of your shit. And it all comes in one big trash bag of shoe boxes. And look at this trash. We got to look at the Mickey James one. It's so great. And apparently this isn't a new thing. So WWE got embarrassed, basically, because this went everywhere. Social media. The kids run the fucking company. They run the country. They run the company. And when 15-year-olds get angry about the garbage bag, then that means the company needs to fix it.
You know, Fat Gino.
Thank you so much, Gino. They fire the great Carano. Mark Carano, the star of Total Divas, was fired over this because of Mickey. And so that was like a real great, like, short-term answer. But what are we going to do about all the trash bags we've sent for decades? Gil Kim got a trash bag. This is her quote. Well, I'm glad Hunter took an initiative, but it's been happening since before I was there. Is it always the same person? I don't think so. She predates Mark. Jim Ross would never do this. Jim Ross would never put someone's name on SmackDown tape. He would at least use Cesaro tape, put a little design on it. He would never put their name on a trash bag, though, is the point. This does smell like a John Laurinaitis thing. He definitely brought this idea into the company. Jim Ross would never, but it's been going on for so long. So what, before Gil Kim, Jim Ross, when did he leave? 04? 03? Before that? Don't tell me before that. We've been in shit that long. John Laurinaitis has been sending trash bags that long. Are we firing him? Is he still hired? Let's get rid of people power. Look at this. Here's the picture with Mickey in it. How great is that? We don't even have to find the both of them and line them up. Someone did it for us. That's her name. I thought it was blue. It was blue. What happened? Now it's green. How many trash bags did she get? The blue tape looks a little better. The Mickey James trash bag. So then after this happens, they fire Mark Carano. No, John Laurinaitis isn't fired because he got to send out the copy-pasted tweet with Triple H. It was like, what was this? We learned of this disrespectful act went to our former talent. Word for word, the same tweet. Triple H added a sentence. So we have our old corporate team getting together to save face. Meanwhile, Laurinaitis is the reason this shit's been going on. We just cracked the case. So get rid of him too. Tyler, this isn't a Mark Carano policy. So when are we going to correct the real issue, the company?
Yeah, man, the company needs to get on something to this. Why aren't we already having pre-made fucking care packages for everyone's gear to go home with?
Well, Enzo never got his gear. That's what he's mad about. He said, I'm just surprised you got something. So Enzo wants his trash bag. He's got it late. I wonder if CM Punk got a trash bag with all his royalty money in it. Did CM Punk must have got so many trash bags. You know he's going to call every day till he gets all his shit, Tyler.
Oh, yeah. You know CM Punk, of all people, is just going to be on it, bugging this company until, oh, what? I still don't have my wrist tape. Where's my wrist tape? You can get wrist tape. Come on, Punk.
Tom Phillips, show us your trash bag. I want to see everyone's trash bag now. We can't let this get, this isn't over. It's not done. Just because they stopped doing it doesn't mean we didn't, we just found out. We're not going to forget yet. Give us a decade. You guys got to do it for a decade or and a half. Let us enjoy it for a while. You see how they tried to clean it up so quick? Stephanie copy-pasted the tweet. Oh, Mickey, you're even rehired.
Maybe I can't have my fun. Stacy can't have her fun. You can't have fun anymore.
Macho Punk just cast an easy spell. They're going to let Mickey back. Just like when Drake Maverick cried on Twitter, he was rehired. Twitter really does run both shows. I thought it was just AEW that caved in on Twitter. Cody dyed his hair back blonde over Twitter. Remember that? Macho Punk sent an easy spell. Look at that, Tyler. That's a smoothie giving us, like, I don't know what that is. He should be dabbing, but he's pointing at us.
He is pointing at us, man. And all I fucking hear in my head whenever I hear an easy or anything is that easy friends, man. I'm playing CSGO. I've been hearing nothing but that fucking beat when the round starts.
We are hearing easy friends during break, no question.
Easy friends, sense, dance, booted, uber bell, booted, uber bell.
I want to hear it now. I want to hear it now.
Easy friends, sense, dance, booted, uber bell, booted, uber bell.
Oh, I love it. The Hambino version's better. And we'll hear that during break. Remember when I sent Jessica the Hambino song and I made the file for Rosanna.mp3 so she'd open it? And then she opened it and she just heard this.
TWFS, yes. Kevin is the best. Kevin is the best. TWFS. TWFS, yes. Kevin is the best. Kevin is the best.
I really hope she cried listening to that very happy song.
Oh, man, I bet you the tears were falling, Mandy. I even want to cry every single time I hear that song, but it's out of tears of joy and happiness.
I want my trash bag.
Gino.
Where's my fucking trash bag? I want my birth certificate. I want my Beatty Club shirt. I want my luggage in the trash bag. I want my mini PlayStation back. Tyler, I got her a mini PlayStation with a bunch of games on it because she likes Tekken. She can keep the SD card with Tekken on it. I want my mini PlayStation back.
Yeah, get your mini PlayStation back. You need to be playing mini Spider-Man, mini MLB The Show 20, all these great MLB The Shows that we don't even have the opportunity to play because you don't have this mini PlayStation.
Yeah, shove Rosanna on top of the bag and double knot it. I want Rosanna back. I want all my kids back in trash bags, Tyler.
Man, you need all your kids back in trash bags. What the fuck? I remember when I had to pick up all my stuff from my ex's house. She had all my things on a trash bag in the porch. Who knows how long it was on the porch for? And then I was missing a shoebox full of a bunch of goodies and gadgets that I had.
Instead of putting my name on the bag, just put which kid is in that bag. So this is the Estelle bag. Then we have a little Max bag. It's the Max bag better have tons of toys in it, too, because that kid likes to play. Tyler, I only have a Quest 2. I only have an Xbox. I only got like 15 TVs. I need toys in my Max bag. So Max is going to be padded with a lot of Tonka trucks. And we're going to have the best time again.
Yeah, so many Tonka trucks. So the amount of Tonka trucks will be unbearable to the point to where it'll just be like a shield, a level 3 armor in fucking PUBG.
How unfair would it be if Max got to use my Quest 2 in the last year? Then they'd really hate their mom. I mean, as a mom, you get to play unfair. And I understand why. It's tough being a mother. You're automatically lame because dads are so cool. So you just hope the dad leaves. And if he doesn't, you find a little loophole called COVID to get him out. But, and then Tyler, now they can't play on my Xbox. They can't play with my Fiend doll. And they can't play on my Quest too. So they think mom's cool. They think like getting clothes for Christmas is cool. Like they don't know now. They don't have dad anymore.
Yeah, they have no idea what they could be doing right now. The Fiend doll would be an instant hit, but you already know the Quest 2 would just take their whole lives away. You could show them that game Rec Room. It's just like Roblox.
She's still breastfeeding these fucking kids. I don't know, if I was there, that wouldn't be happening.
Maybe you did. Maybe you walked. Maybe you rocked around the clock. Tick-tock. Tick-tock.
I'm going to wrestle Cody Rhodes. Me and Jay, going to wrestle Cody and Red. Pumpkin pie.
You know he's from a famous wrestling family, right?
I don't care where
this is
from.
Way better than the two lines we got last week, Bleedies. They must have heard me whining. The only Shaq fan that watches for Shaq now. I look forward to Shaq, and they finally gave me a nice chunk of them.
This was good, and I like that they put it into Inside the NBA. They must have given Kenny some lines, too, because even Kenny's like, you know he's from a wrestling family, right? Do you know his brother is Gold Dust? Like, I would have loved it if he went into it a little more. Like, don't do it, Shaq. Your health.
I need my fucking brother. Sorry, Bleedies. I love that. That's my favorite Cody.
Whip him like I almost whip you.
I will say this. Cody. I've seen Shane when he fought Shane Mosley, and Shane Mosley.
Cody Rhodes fought Shane Mosley?
I don't remember this at all, but it probably was in Rio de Janeiro when Patterson won the IC belt.
This was a thrill in Manila.
A little more than he expected.
Exactly. So, I think, okay. I'm going to do it. You want
I'm
me
down.
To do it?
I'm down.
Do you have a.
Are you telling me Shaq fought Shane Mosley? Is this hot? Was this private? Was this in public? How do I see that, Bleedies?
There's no way. The weight classes alone, I can't imagine Shaq lost weight or Shane gained enough to fight Shaq. Like I can't see that ever happening. If anyone did, Cody box Shane Mosley? Was it? We need Shane Mosley.
Oh my God, bro! Shaq fought Shane Mosley. Shaq's the best boxer ever. The best basketball player ever. Look at this. He's in
Angela. The wait is finally over.
Oh, fuck
the
him up.
Set to begin.
This is awesome. 2010.
Sugar Shane Mosley.
This is back when Orton was at his peak.
Shaq cuts off the ring again. Big left.
Oh my God, Cody is dead. Look at the speed. He's on his knees.
And they're going back and forth.
They're working us. We're getting worked again. Can you imagine getting punched by the best basketball player ever? Oh my God.
He wants him off the ropes. Oh, right hand connected.
Imagine if he knew how to punch. He looks like fucking Homass. Is this what Homass is going to do on Raw Underground, Bleedies?
This happened. And yeah, you know what? I'm a little annoyed that Shaq is challenging Cody because. The real draw is him versus Homass. I don't know why. Why would you waste your time with Cody? He's past his prime. You need to get Homass. He hasn't even had a real match yet.
Yeah, let's see ESD dunk on Shaq instead of Bailey. Let's see if she can break Shaq's ankles. Shaq beat Michael Jordan 1v1. Now Homass versus Shaq in a dunk contest is also good. They already have the hoop. Now we just need Shaq.
To the body.
This is a work, right? Oh, I mean, these look like shoot punches, so this must be real, but yeah, there's definitely a huge weight difference here. Shaq's on his knees.
Yeah, they're having fun.
This is for fun. This is in Vegas, and even the referee's kind of giggling.
Yeah, Shaq would obliterate. It's a draw, right? Is it a draw?
And Judge Jerry Roth scores the fight 48-47. A unanimous decision for your winner.
What?
Sugar.
What? Shut the fuck up. They at least give him a draw when you're going to have a fake fight. Shaq would fucking murder him if he decided to. Why doesn't Shaq just decide to right now?
Boxing is a sport, Kevin, all right? This is about points. And I'm watching these highlights, clearly looking at shots landed. You got to give it to Sugar Shane. He went in with the game plan, worked the body. So, yeah, this is a sport. These are points.
Body shots don't win fights. Leg kicks don't win fights. These are all a myth. By the way, he didn't even do the Black Tornado, so of course he lost. All right, here we go.
Preferred wrestling move, Shaq?
Yes, it's called the Black Tornado.
Would you demonstrate it?
On Chuck?
No, you ain't. No.
Yes, it's called the Black Tornado. I think I could do that impression if I work on it, Bleedies.
Is that the F5? Is that his spin on it? He's like, well, Brock Lesnar's a big country white boy. He calls it the F5. I'm from Louisiana. I haven't seen many tornadoes, but my move is the Black Tornado.
You're ruining this Cody match by bringing up way better matches back to back to back to back. Every Shaq fantasy booking you've done has buried this Cody shit.
I'm going to do it. You want
me
to do it?
I'm down. Do you have a preferred wrestling move, Shaq?
Yes, it's called the Black Tornado.
Would you demonstrate it?
On Chuck?
No, you ain't. No, don't put your hands on me.
Actually, no, Ernie. COVID, you know, protocols.
But yeah. So you need
Yeah, it's called a black tornado.
You need somebody
What is
here.
That?
What is the black
tornado? What does it
tornado?
Look like? Alder, does it look like this?
Is that it? Back of the head. That's what like I this. Do.
Hold on.
Camel clutch.
Oh, man, Kev.
Wait, we've seen the...
Is this the black tornado?
This ancient video.
What?
Remember that move right there?
I remember that submission hold.
I didn't see this much of it.
I forget who moves that is right there.
Scott Steiner's movie, you fucking idiot.
Is this gimmick in prison? He's like taking the accolade from Miro?
Can you give me a...
Move over this way, Ernie. I don't want you to get hurt.
Oh, here so we go. Get him.
Actually, I don't want to, you know, break this last, but, you know, the black tornado is when I take the ball and I act like I'm coming through like this and then I...
Oh, it's a Judas okay, effect.
You,
I got
what enough. The fuck?
Okay, hey,
he's a striker.
That's quite enough. We
what
get
the
it.
Fuck?
We get it.
That's what I'm gonna do to you, Cupcake Cody.
Who would have thought that Shaq had a striking finisher? It makes complete sense, though, now that we know.
Gosh, and you're why did we think anything different? I mean, this guy was hacking it up in the paint for years in Los Angeles. So yeah, I can absolutely see him hitting a big strike. You know what? He should train with is the great Khali. Very similar builds, and Khali was able to have a whole career based off of just kind of doing a chop or the Khali vice grip. Remember that? Great move.
Yo, last week, Cody couldn't do without me. Yo, Cody, how my ass taste? Hey, Cody, call me how my ass taste. Cody.
That's quite enough. We get it. We get it.
That's what I'm going to do to you, Cupcake Cody. Hey, that power?
That boy like the no tornado. That like the wind blowing.
That is some very
impressive. Oh, talk like shit? Look what Chuck trying to talk shit. I love this show. Why don't we watch this show all the time?
Cody, hey, that power?
That boy like the no tornado.
It's better than
like
Godzilla vs. fucking that is some very King Kong.
COVID rules,
man. COVID rules.
You're right. You're right.
Put a mask on.
Okay. That's what I'm going to do to you, Cupcake Cody.
Let us know the date.
Cody, how my ass taste. Remember that song? Of course not, ladies. Don't tell me about it. Kobe died. We can't sing that anymore. I forgot that's one of the new rules of Biden's America. Ladies, I know of someone who's very serious about stalking. It isn't Sammy Guevara. I know he raped Sasha Banks. I know he quit tonight to go take time off to do this full time. But I found a new stalker, ladies. Do you know which WWE diva has the creepiest person tweeting at them?
No, I don't. Enlighten me. Because for me, whenever you say stalker, I'm like, Sonya Deville was damn near kidnapped. So what's happening now? Don't tell me it's my darling Sonya.
I went to Twitter, ladies, and I saw Robert. You might know about Robert, but he's been tweeting at Alexa Bliss for a while. And it started on late January. Let's start at January 26th, where he just tweets out a picture of Ryan Cabrera. Do you know who Ryan Cabrera is?
I never heard any Ryan Cabrera songs when apparently he was a thing. Like, because I guess it must have been when I was in middle school or high school, when Alexa and I were in high school. And I don't remember any of his songs. I just would see like the pretty boy picture. He had the spiked hair all over. He looked handsome. And apparently Alexa was like, one day I'm going to get that. And she did.
I think he did this song. I remember Ryan Cabrera. Apparently Alexa's marrying this stud from your high school days. Isn't this kind of a dream come true for her? Where he was really like an idol, a pop idol, a sex symbol. And she got to grow up and marry him and have sex with him all the time.
Yeah, we all assumed that it would be like wrestling fans. We're so desperate to try and get with the hot wrestling chick. Now it's like the hot wrestling chick's like, I just want to get with the teen pop icon. However, this isn't a Ryan Cabrera song. This is the Primo and Epico entrance song. I know this one.
This guy got a Blumpkin and made a song about it. And he has the worst hair I've ever seen. But, Fleeties, that's besides the point. That was the 2000s, okay? That's the hair we all had, and even me, Bleedies. I put in the blonde highlights, and I was inspired by Zach Braff, even if he never did that. Now, Bleedies, Alexa Bliss got a tweet from Robert. See, baby? That's how it starts. That's a bad sign. Feel like we're mid-conversation already. Ryan is married with two kids. He's been lying to you. So Alexa's engaged to Ryan. She's going to marry him. And this guy's tweeting pictures of two, like, they're on that caravan coming from South America. Two kids from South America and a random teenage girl, like, almost photoshopped into the photo. This car seat's way out of, like, she's not the right size to be able to even reach that far in a car. Who is that woman? And why didn't he just send Alexa a picture of Ashley Simpson? Didn't Ryan Cabrera marry her? So he was married before.
And how did this woman and Ryan Cabrera produce those two children? It doesn't, yeah, you're right. It doesn't make sense. Like, those two kids are clearly of Latin descent. I mean, I guess his name is Ryan Cabrera. So maybe it skips a generation. He came out looking like a white guy, but his parents are super Latino.
He did reply to Ryan Cabrera before this saying, because Ryan Cabrera said, if you miss my blah, blah concert, here it is. Then Robert goes, and his wife and kids are looking for Ryan Cabrera. What does that mean? Anyway, so let's keep moving forward to now. At Alexa Bliss, January 27th. I love you so much. And I would never lie to you about Ryan. I'm very serious, and Ryan is no good for you, baby. But I'm much better for you, baby. And everything I've said last year is true. A year? Wow, she started retweeting this guy like this week. He made new accounts, and she quote tweeted him. So she's putting this fucking magnifying glass on this poor stalker. But apparently this has been going on for a year, ladies.
This isn't the same cameo guy, is it? Like, remember she had that one stalker who paid her like $400 to do a cameo, and all it was a chance to ask her out? Like,
no is way. Did she better have taken the money? Here we go. Fan pays $400 to ask Alexa Bliss out on Cameo. Alexa responds. Alexa Bliss became the first WWE superstar to join Cameo in July. What a sellout. Yeah, take everyone's Twitches, fire Zelina Vega. I'll be the face of it all. Cameo is a platform, blah, blah, blah. A fan named Antonio paid $400 to ask her on a date. And Little Miss Bliss turned down the offer. Wow, I don't think his name's Antonio, but I also don't think his name's Robert, Fleetys. It's kind of hard to figure out exactly what his name is, but I like the evidence you presented. This could be the same individual.
Well, I'm curious. Yeah, it just seems like there's several of these dudes, and it must be that this has happens every wrestling chick, right? Like, Sasha Banks has this as well. I assume Becky Lynch has a lot of these. Like, I have a whole episode about how wrestling fans are horny, and when you create an OnlyFans and your name's Zelina Vega, you know that us horny wrestling fans are gonna pay for it, even if it's just you dressing up like Team Rocket.
At Ryan Cabrera, you're a rapist. Stay away from Lexi. And I found something as well. You have more than three wives, and you have kids. So back off, right? And leave me and Lexi alone. Leave me and Lexi alone. Don't worry, ladies. He has proof that she's been texting him coming. There is a lot more to this. But how great. First of all, who cares if he has kids? Who cares if he was married before? Three wives. I know of Ashley Simpson and this Photoshop teenager. Who's the third wife, ladies? And maybe she's the South American.
This, you know what, Kevin? I can't believe we didn't see this coming. This is all just a wrestling storyline. Who is the third wife? We're going to find out who the third wife is at Bash at the Beach.
I like how this kid in the middle kind of looks like me as a kid. Ladies, I had that hair. I'm not lying. At Ryan Cabrera, leave Lexi alone, you fucking rapist. At Ryan Cabrera, these are the same day. At Ryan Cabrera, stay away from Lexi and stop posting pictures of you and her. Stop buying things for her. At Alexa Bliss, love you, baby. At Ryan Cabrera, leave Lexi alone. She doesn't love you, you stupid fool. At Alexa Bliss, I love you so much, baby. And I know that you know that I'm the right guy for you, baby. And you know that Ryan is not the guy for you. And I've shown you proof that Ryan is lying to you, baby. And I promise you that I would never lie to you and that I would do whatever I have to do. Oh, no, he's got zip ties, doesn't he? Does she have a closet, Bleedies? Because she's in trouble.
This poor woman, yeah, like... And the amount of time this guy is spending, and this is dedication, but it's creepy. He doesn't have any other tweets at other wrestling females because, I mean, we all were in love with Eve Torres. I mean, I think we all remember early Vleeties era where I was just obsessed with that woman. But it's not like I wouldn't also send a tweet out to Nikki Bella's direction. So this guy's focused on two people alone. One is Alexa Bliss and the other is Ryan Cabrera.
Who in 2011 made a song called True? Which wife is this for? You sick fuck.
I won't talk. I won't breathe. I won't move till
it's all good news so far.
See that you belong with me.
Oh, this sounds like the creep on Twitter. What the fuck?
You might think I don't look, but deep inside the corner of my mind, I'm attached to you. Mm.
at Alexa Bliss to do whatever I have to do to make you happy, baby. Because I do love you. And my love for you is true. I'm like Ryan. And I know that you know that I'm telling you the truth. And you're afraid to see that I'm right, the guy for you. And you know that I'm right about Ryan, baby.
My heart keeps falling faster. I've waited all my life to cross this line to the only thing that's true.
At Alexa Bliss, and even one of your fans that is following you said that we're good together. And that person agreed that Ryan is not the right guy for you. And that person also believes, was this me, that he is lying to you just to get what he wants. But I won't do that. I will be honest with you.
This is true.
Back off, Lexi. She's mine. Not Ryan.
What you do every time you walk into the room, I'm afraid to move.
This is Ryan's wife and kids, Lexi. He lied to you. Same picture. And she has been, who gave him this fucking picture, ladies? Where did he find whatever picture this is?
First of all, this song, I mean, I'm getting wet over here. I understand why Alex is chasing this Cabrera fellow, but yeah, this guy, it can't be hard to do a deep dive investigation on the internet into both of these people. It's easier that it's Ryan Cabrera and Alexa Bliss. Like, it's not like those celebrity couples like Adam Sandler married some other lady. We don't know who she is. So you can't really dig into her past. Luckily, Ryan Cabrera, dude, we can find some stuff. I'm on this guy's side now.
He went to Getty Images and found his wife and kids. I will never lie to you, Lexi, like Ryan did. And he is a rapist, baby. And he's been in jail. I'm trying to protect him from Ryan.
Does he have an arrest record?
I don't think so.
I'm weak. It's true. Because I'm afraid to know the answer.
Here's a good one. Same day. Lex, this is replying to Ryan now again. Lexi is my girlfriend, and we're together. How did this one day go from, hey, hear me out, to we're together now, ladies?
Love moves fast. It knows many colors, and it knows many forms. So you could, like, you've seen, we've all watched TV shows where, like, in the morning, they're kind of like, well, I kind of like Chad Michael Murray. And then by the evening, she sees Chad Michael Murray hooking up with another girl. And now it's all downhill, and now there's a vengeful fire. But it could go the other way. I mean, the morning starts, and then it ends happily.
I don't think this is going to go the happy way. And it's so sick how these people can watch someone on TV and think they love me. Somehow their eyes are – what the fuck is telling you that? Nothing in her eyes and her words have anything to do with you, Robert. I'm the sick fuck in the wrestling community. I'm the one who should – I should be like, oh, my God, Abaddon is thinking of me with all that blood on her. That blood is for me. Abaddon, you love me back. How do people convince themselves they're even lovable? I could never think such a thing about myself, let alone that a fucking star loves them. This is not, like, uncommon. There are sickos like this everywhere.
No, you get it in your head. Maybe this guy talks to a lot of cam girls, so he assumes that every girl's in love with him. But there probably is that when you have any sort of, you know, we've been retweeted and we've talked to wrestlers. And when you talk to a wrestler, like, in a positive way, and they say something back, you're like, oh, my gosh, I am now best friends. When I met JTG, I was like, he was so nice to me. We're best friends now. Me and JTG, he let me touch his arms. I was like, dude, you're looking good. What are you talking about? Like, me and him are on a new level. Now, does he remember that? I guarantee you he doesn't. But I'll never forget it.
Ladies, I bought JTG's book this week on Audible. He made a 2-hour book. He recorded a podcast and made me spend $4 for it. And there's a book, too. So that's chapter 3, I guess. He stopped at chapter 2. Ladies, he promised a lot of heat in this book, but I fell asleep listening to it. I'll keep you updated.
Waited all my life to cross this line to the only thing that's true.
Lexi is my girlfriend, and we're together. And you forced her to marry you. You're a rapist and a loser and a liar. So nobody believe what Ryan says. He is a liar and a cheater.
All my life I've waited. This is true.
At Alexa Bliss, I love you so much, baby. At Ryan Cabrera, Lexi is no longer your fiance because she is with me now. And you're a fucking rapist. At Ryan Cabrera, here's another reminder if anyone is a fan of Ryan. He just replies to his tweets. He thinks he's going to be the top comment. Here's another reminder. I advise you not to follow him. He is a liar and a rapist. He's been in jail, and he's been lying to the woman I love and truly love her, Lexi. And I will never lie to her like Ryan has. I truly love Lexi.
Do you see me too? Do you even know you met me?
Oh, God.
I've waited all my life to cross this line.
And Alexa, I love you so much, baby. We're a day later now. And I'll protect you from the lies. I love you more than you can imagine, and that's why I will be honest with you. Blah, blah, blah. Is this like me and Topanga, Vlides? I loved her legs so much on Boy Meets World that I thought she loved me back, maybe?
Well, what's even worse is, so I found this guy on Twitter. I'm on his account now, too. And when you go to who he's following, it is kind of like I assumed. It's Bailey and Sasha. And then it is the entire Dallas Cowboy cheerleading squad. Like, I don't understand this guy's end game, because the first person he followed is Alexa Bliss. Like, you know, he probably had an old account. This one was created in December. And he's like, okay, who's the first person I got to follow? Okay, obviously Alexa Bliss. And then he just went on a rampage of Taylor, Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, Shondi, Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. Like, he just went through like 40 people who all are cheerleaders for the Dallas Cowboys.
Do you know how much this retard would have loved the Nitro Girls? He was born in the wrong time.
Me too. My heart keeps falling faster.
At Ryan,
I've waited all my,
you don't get Lexi. She doesn't like you. She doesn't love you. You disgust her. What? You make her sick, and you're a fucking rapist and liar. So just stop. You are married more than 3 times, and you have 2 kids. Why is this even a problem? All right, let's move on. Ladies, this continues. The dream isn't over. At Alexa. Baby, how come you keep believing his lies? I've been sending you picture proof that he is married and has kids, and you know that I am much better for you than Ryan. He's a rapist and been to jail for it. At Ryan, Lexi is with me now, so fuck off. At Ryan, you keep lying to her. At Ryan, I'm the one who actually loves her. At Alexa, there's something that I want to tell you in show, but I can't show you here. Oh, what could this be, Vlides? Could it be his dick? What can he show her on Twitter?
Well, I'm even wondering how he talks about, I've shown you the pictures. Does he have a picture of Ryan Cabrera raping someone? Like, that's such a huge accusation. Like, he's a rapist. I've shown you that. You need to be with me. Guy with spiked hair and sunglasses.
She replies, Vlides. So first, she replies to one that was at Ryan, not at her. So this has all been making it to Alexa. At Ryan Cabrera. Oh, yes. And you forced her to marry you by threatening her. And her family. You're the bad guy. I'm the good guy who will do anything for Lexi because I put her first and only put yourself. You only put yourself first. So here's Alexa. Sir, once again, for the 1,000,000th time. So she's replied before. By the way, at a certain point, he goes, stop calling me sir. I don't like that. So she's like, why is she calling the love of her life sir? So she goes, sir, once again, for the 1,000,000th time, you do not know me. I do not know you. We have never spoken, and we have never met. Stop making multiple accounts every time I block you, and stop harassing my fiance. I really don't know how many times I can say this. Please move on. Oh, what now? Is that enough of a message, Vlides, do you think? Do you think he gets it?
Well, what I would like to see more of is these. Every time you create a new account, I would like to see some of these other accounts, because something tells me, I mean, this didn't start when she started being the fiend version of Alexa Bliss. Because I think we all developed our crush during the goddess era. So this has to be going on since like 2017.
He replies, I'm being honest with you, okay? I've shown you pictures of his wife, and she has been looking for him. He has been lying to you. All right, his wife is now looking for him. He's on tour, I guess. Replies include strange behavior from temporary Chiefs fan. Lexi Kaufman replies, sir, for the 1,000,000th time. And we already read that. Other people, dude, you ain't supposed to drink the bong water. Dude, seriously, leave her alone. Dude, leave her alone. This guy definitely needs checking out. Robert, you're crazy. Stop harassing my hero, Lexi. That one's a good, I'm going to fight over. All right, so let's move up, ladies. At Ryan Cabrera, man, you're trying to get her to turn on me. It's not going to work. Stop lying to Lexi. Now, because she replied to a Ryan tweet to him, Ryan is the reason she said that, ladies.
So it's all on Ryan now. And you know, like, he is the... He is the soon-to-be husband, so he is going to have to get involved here at some point and stomp out a motherfucker. This guy's going to do that.
I'm weak. It's true. I'm just scared to know the ending. Do you see me too? Do you even know you met me?
At Alexa. And I'm being honest with you. I'll never lie to you about anything, okay? And I'm not harassing Ryan, okay? I know that it seems like it, but I'm trying to get him to tell you the truth. And Ollie is lying to you. All right, I keep moving up. This doesn't end. Same day. This is all January 30th, these ones here. I'm not doing anything wrong, okay? I'm trying to protect you from Ryan because I know what he has done. Keep going, keep going. Let's get to the next day. It's more pictures of the wife on the 30th. This shit won't end. All right, here we go. We're staying on the 30th. Look at this, Fleet. He's a picture. This says, if we never talked before, then how come you sent me that a few months ago of what Ryan said to you in text? What the hell is this?
Whoa.
So here's a picture. What are we looking at? All right, here's tweet. Here's messages on a phone that he's holding that are on the left side, so he must have received these. How is your Robert doing now? I told you I was going to make him quiet. You are mine forever. Does that mean quiet? And why would someone say that to him? Oh, I'm starting over. Again, these are all on the left side, so we're supposed to think Alexa sent this. How is your Robert doing now? That's him. I told you I was going to make him quiet. You are mine forever. Oh, this is... I get it, Felicis. All right. This is what Ryan Cabrera said to Alexi.
Oh.
But somehow it's on Robert's hand here. All right. How is your Robert doing now, Lexi, is what it should say. I told you I was going to make him quiet. Ryan was threatening Robert. You are mine forever. I'm taking all that you have. And you ain't going to do anything about it, Lexi. Because by now, Robert should have gone. Because I texted him. What?
Well, for, like, what are you, is he implying there's no way that this could be faked? Like, because it's just a picture of a phone. Like, it's not, it doesn't even look like Ryan Cabrera or Alexa Bliss in the reflection on the phone. So what are we, like, is this supposed to be his big gotcha? Why'd you send me this text?
He's because a lunatic. He's texting himself on a different device with that has a camera because that's how he's taking the picture. Then taking a picture of that. And how does he not know he's doing that if I know he's doing that?
Again, this isn't the smoking gun I think he thinks it is. Like right now, I could send you messages that says, how is your Robert doing? And honestly, you can even go a step further. You could change the name of somebody in your phone just to make it seem like, yeah, look, I was text, or you know, I got a text from so-and-so. You can have your friend send you text, change the name. Like, this isn't a complex smoking gun. And again, if just take a screenshot. Why are you an idiot and taking a photo of the phone? And now we can see this weird haircut you got.
How is your Robert doing now? Oh
yeah,
my
how is your Robert doing?
I'm gonna text you that just randomly, Vladius, every now and then. How is your Robert doing now? What a weird threat from Ryan Cabrera.
And I love that it's only how is the only capitalized word. Like, because I know there is such thing as like tech speak, but you still look at that text, and I guarantee you, Ryan Cabrera or Alexa Bliss will use capitalization where it's necessary.
I gotta see the replies to this photo. Temporary Chiefs fan back again. What is that proof of anyone can send those messages? And obviously Alexa isn't the one taking the photo. You can see it's a guy. Let's look at that again. Look at this kid's hair. Oh, he has like this poofy afro popping up. This poor scrub. Lexi replies to the photo. Sir, once again, that is not me. You do not know me or have my number. I'm sorry to say it's supposed to be. Alexa doesn't even know what it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be you. It's supposed to be Ryan. Oh, my God. He's talking to you, Alexa. So now he's going to have to explain this, huh? Anyways, Alexa says, sir, once again, that is not me. You do not know me or have my number. I'm sorry to say someone has been scamming you. No. Okay. They also sent you my underwear. Those weren't mine. All right. If I were you, I'd cut off my contact with whoever that is. And then she says, because she's so nice, listen to this. Everyone on this thread attacking him is not the answer. Be kind with your words. Yeah, keep saying that, Alexa. This guy's going to fucking murder you. And you want us to kill him with kindness. That isn't how we take care of the mentally ill. We arrest them. We have police officers, and they work better than counselors, ladies.
She is so sweet because, yeah, maybe that's why she's still even entertaining it, because she might be thinking, well, there's some other person out there pretending to be Alexa Bliss, and this guy's getting conned. So he's reaching out to me because he thinks that he's been talking to me, but he hasn't been. Like, she's really going through all the levels of catfishing that have ever existed, when in reality, we're horny wrestling fans. This is what we do. Like, what's her name? Victoria replied to my tweet. She's obviously in love with me.
Ladies, stop trying to find the common man in everyone. Some people are fucking sickos, and this is a retard. He's not like us, and he stole the election. Ladies, you're always sympathizing with the enemy. That's how you let elections get stolen. By the way, in the Discord and in the chat on Tyler Spider's Twitch when we play Hunt all night, Rizzo was trying to suggest that this is why she's been off TV. It better not be. Like, I always assumed this shit was pretty common. Like, if you're on TV and you're a sexy girl, creeps are out there, and then there's real creeps out there. So I just assume this is common. We better not be taking her off TV because some 15-year-old's a fucking weirdo.
Well, she was at the Royal Rumble, and she was on, I think, the night after. What, did she miss one episode of Raw? Like, I don't think we need to be sending a search party yet.
Well, this is that recent. I mean, this is all January 30th. Now, this is his reply to her. Please stop calling me sir, okay? Because I don't like that. Uh-oh. Oh, no. He's going to roid.
Oh, and now he's got demands, huh?
And the information that I gave to you was wrong. So that photo was wrong. And the three kids must be wrong. And the rapist stuff. Anyways, the information that I gave to you was wrong. Because someone gave me the wrong information. This is Gino. But I will always have feelings for you. And I will always love. And I'm not crazy or creepy or a stalker like everyone said. How does he still think that, ladies?
He has to... him claiming that he's not a creepy stalker, to me, is just making him seem more like a creepy stalker. Like, once someone's even accusing you of that, you need to look inward and go, okay, yeah, maybe I am doing something weird. Because it's not like being called a Nazi on Twitter, because now everyone's just being called that. To actually be called a stalker is still a very serious claim. And yeah, for this guy to not understand that, hey, maybe what I'm doing is a little weird. And then, yeah, don't call me sir. What the fuck is this? Like, are you on this much of good terms with Alexa? I mean, I guess in his mind he is. Alexa, we FaceTime every night. Why are you pretending not to know me on Twitter?
Don't call me sir, baby. Call me baby, baby. And then after, let's look how recent this goes. Because you'd think January 30th, when she says that, it should be fucking over. But look what she quote tweeted on February 4th. Guessing this is your new account? He's now Albert Little instead of Robert. And he said, do you mean me? I got to see what he's replying
to.
Hold on. So there's a bunch of deleted tweets he's replying to. So she must have met him. Do you mean me? Because everything I said is true. What happened to we had wrong information? What the fuck? Everything I said is true. Alexa Bliss is my wife. The Ryan Cabrera is a bad guy who is in my way of getting her back home. I must let him sleep a long sleep. This must be someone else, right? Do you think her quote replying to the original one caused some copycat trolls to happen? Because now it's death. Now it's murder. She must be off TV over this.
Maybe. Maybe it's gotten to the point. I mean, there's people even begging her to make her Twitter private. People are asking her to get off of Twitter. Like, some of the stuff that I'm seeing on Twitter is very like, oh, shit. There's even someone claiming the photo that Robert is using is actually somebody named Matt. So this Robert isn't even Robert. That photo of that creepy... So a creepy white guy took a different photo of a different creepy white guy and was like, this will be the perfect photo to lure in Alexa Bliss.
After Alexa said, everyone on this thread, don't attack him. Be kind with your words. Robert goes, I'm confused big time.
What?
He doesn't get it yet. I feel like he should have been confused from the beginning and known it, but now he's becoming self-aware confused. He wasn't till now. And now back to January 30th. He's replying to people who are mean to him. At D-Money, hey, dumbass, I just got done talking with Ryan, and he said that him and Lexi are broken up and not because of me. At Susie Alto, Ryan told me that they're no longer together. At Curb One, back the fuck off. Ryan told me her and him broke up. At Terrence Gilbane, back off. At Seth Money, back off. At Soldier Bro, you don't know me. I'm protecting her. Oh, God, this is great. Who's the Ryan Cabrera in his life? There's somebody fucking with this retard, right?
Maybe she's so correct with that catfish bullshit, because it could be like, I mean, this guy, what's the word, persistent? I mean, he is like steadfast, refusing to believe that Ryan Cabrera is the right man for Alexa. He must be getting texts from this other Alexa Bliss all day about how Ryan beats her, about how he rapes her. He's getting all this information. And in his mind, he's Jack Bauer. He's the hero. He's got 24 hours to solve this whole thing. And everyone else on Twitter is like, you're rude. We need to cancel this guy.
At Alexa, please stop calling me sir, okay? Because I don't like that. And the information I already read that, but it came up later. I like that one a lot. He said, please. At Asian one, I respect your advice, but everyone needs to understand that I'm trying to protect. Ladies, I've scrolled through dozens. Like, this is all January. Now we're on the 31st. He's still replying to people. And when does this... Oh, here we go. Here's a picture one again. At Alexa, this is the first time I saw you and the first time I fell in love with you. And yes, it was on TV back when Triple H was wrestling. But from that day, I bet that's really in the tweet. But from that day, I've been in love with you. And I can't move on without you. That was the day I think about all the time, and you're all I think. How do you not look at Sasha and think that instead? She's in the same picture, Bleedies.
You know, to each his own. Everyone's got a different flavor. I remember I was big into Eve Torres, and people were like, you think she's the hottest? I was like, by far. Like, it's not even a question. I was confused why anyone would even ask me that. And yeah, everyone has their own different flavor because, you know, and maybe he saw Alexa first. We don't know. Maybe on that episode of Raw or SmackDown, that was the very first thing he saw was Alexa, and it was over. Like, remember Wayne's World? Dreamweaver just started playing in his head, and he was like, this is, he thought this was the most romantic moment of my entire life.
Ladies, look at this. You have another picture now. It's a picture of a phone number. See, baby, I wasn't lying. Mandy Rose gave Ryan my phone number. And he is this all Mandy Rose's fault? She is such a sick fuck. Everything she did to Otis. This could be Dolph's fault through Mandy. Remember how evil Mandy was, or Dolph was through her to Otis? This is all Dolph again. It might be that Kyle Nemeth motherfucker. All right, so at Alexa. So, oh, go ahead, Bleedies.
I was going to say real quick, I love that wrestling fans assume that wrestlers all go by their full wrestling name. Like, because her name isn't Mandy Rose in real life. But I love that even as a wrestling fan, you would just say, well, Mandy Rose did this to the phone number. Like, you would obviously, if you know Mandy Rose, you would call her Amanda or maybe even Mandy, but you don't need to put Rose in there. Like, what is this guy? Everything's kayfabe in this guy's life. Does he know Alexa's last name is Kaufman and her first name isn't actually Alexa? If only I could be in
that bed again. We got a new song. I just was autoplaying. If only you were me instead of him. Does he watch your favorite? No, he doesn't.
Does you tell him all your favorite parts when you've seen it a million times? Does he sing to all your music while you dance to Purple Rain? Does he do all these things like I used to?
Did he rape a couple women before marrying them? Have some kids and... sorry, Bleedies, I'm singing. Robert says, at Alexa, see, baby, I wasn't lying. Mandy Rose gave Ryan my phone number, and he texted me and told me that you both broke up. So I'm not lying to you. I might have been wrong about the information that I got, but I'm not lying. So that means Ryan is lying. Or I'm getting played again. And the photo here, Bleedies, is a phone number that just says IDK. So that's either Mandy's number, Ryan's number, or his number. And they don't know something. We don't know what.
I would even venture to guess that might be Otis's number. Maybe he's kind of getting involved in this too. Maybe Tucker. Like, this guy is obviously involved with all the wrestlers and stuff. And since he's got Ryan Cabrera, shit, maybe Aaron Carter gets thrown in here somewhere. Like, all of this is logical if I'm to believe. And I do enjoy that he's still leaving it on the back burner that he also is a victim here. Like, or I'm getting played again. Like, no, you're obviously not getting played. You're just completely wrong. And you are not a victim in any sense of the imagination. So why are you even pretending to do this?
This all reeks of Mustafa Ali, Bleedies. This is his digital signature. Trace this phone number. He is playing with people's minds again. At Alexa, and I'm innocent. In everything, if I'm getting played, and I hope you will go after the ones who are behind playing me, because I don't like getting played. And I don't like being forced to screw with someone else's life. And I'm not a stalker or a creep. I'm a pawn in someone else. I'm not a stalker or is the new one or creep. I'm just a pawn in someone else's messed up game. And I don't like it. And I would never do that because I do love you. So I'm going to find out who is messing with me and catfishing me. Then I will give you the names and have them arrested. And
what?
And then I can, it continues, and then I can move on. But I don't want to move on without you. But I will do my best to. And that is the scariest of them all. Moving on, the idea that he has to. The idea of having to without her. There is this that she loves me type of attitude in this Fleeties, and she doesn't. I used the wrong hand. Should have been one of them. Ladies, what a creep on this Twitter. We'll get to back to him in a minute. Ryan Cabrera, we know what you did. But ladies, I have a Puff Plus, a 800 hit banana ice. It's the worst flavor of all time. But Tyler Spider, who sent this donation to us, is the reason I know about Puff. They have the Nick Salt on the go. And I also found a Vegas ripoff from Beard Company. It tastes better and it's cheaper, and I'm going to keep getting there we go. That's the hand we're talking about. Sorry, Bleedy. I had a little bit of an inner struggle there. Now, Bleedy's also, I got a gift in the mail, a Christmas. Look at that
I
arm.
Never touched anyone, nor have I touched myself.
Look at
I
this
I just shower with a brush and loofah. So I again don't touch anything outside of a phone, keyboard, or controller.
I am fucking jacked, Fleeties. That's my left arm. What did Tyler just say? Oh, Tyler quoted Sonic Gino. Gino's never touched anything or anyone except his loofah, his keyboard, and his controller. When we were playing Hunt Showdown with Gino, Fleeties, we kept saying, did you touch? And also, Tyler asked him, how long did you have it inside for? And Gino kept making it sexual and weird. We just kept asking till he would answer. And now he made it clear. Let me read the quote. Gino said, I never touched anyone, nor have I touched myself. I just shower with a brush and loofah. And this was days after us asking him. We just kept asking him. So I, again, don't touch anything outside of a phone, keyboard, or controller. Gino is Robert, isn't he? They're like the same retarded.
Well, I've never touched anyone. I've touched myself. Like, wow. Like, it's just, yeah, that is kind of a, that's a long sentence for the information that we were requesting.
I'm retarded too. It's okay. So I got a gift, Valides, from Fire Fist Ace, who's also retarded. So we're all retarded. Don't worry, Fist Ace.
A little bit, yeah.
He got me an amazing gift. I never saw this coming. It even came with a coat hanger. He fucking wrapped it like a Christmas gift with the coat hanger. Then he put that in a USPS envelope. He's Robert. And he put lipstick kisses on it. And Vladis, he got me. Can I send this to Tyler, Fire Fist Ace? He got me a size large. And that Tyler's 6'1". That's why I want to send it to him. And he loves Yoda. Look at this. He got me. Look at the back. This is, wait, let me read it. This is called a spirit jersey. And it is size large. And it says protect, snack, and attack. With baby Yoda on the back. It's huge. Doesn't it look huge, but it's only a large. And then it has,
I enjoy the verbiage on there.
Yeah, protect, snack, and attack. This is like me and Ayako's thing. Oh, my God, Bleedies. Does Ayako not know that her husband is a rapist? Does Ayako not know that her husband has 3 kids? Doesn't she know that I love her and she loves me?
Is the whole purpose of this entire bit, this entire opening segment of the whole fucking show, are you going to tell me that you're Albert Little 666 and now we're about to go after Ayako and her family and you're going to be sending tweets like, I'm on break. Can't wait to FaceTime with Ayako.
If I really wish, Fleeties, if I was that smart, we would have ended it that way. I should have been trolling Alexa as a stalker for a month and not told you till now. Instead, these people really exist, so I got to take time off. Protect, snack, and attack. Look at how big this thing. Looks like Nia Jax would put her hole in it. Why is this thing so large? I'm going to put it on, Vladis.
Good. Yeah, I mean, it looks like an awesome shirt. You have to rock it anyway. Yoda's great, even if you're not a big Star Wars guy. Because he
I'm
going
to give it to
around,
Tyler.
What,
he loves Star
70s?
Wars. Sorry, Vladis. I didn't have my headphones on. It sounded like you were done. So I interrupted you. I'm going to give this to Tyler. It's so nice. And he loved. I look so cool.